Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, see them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going forth, and we want everybody to be here, be square, and listen to the word of the Lord. Thank you again for tuning in. You know, God is real, and he is worthy to be praised. I know you ought to be shouting off of that, just God Almighty. It's nothing like serving the Lord and being in the place to know what, that you have eternal life and you have a seat in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. I mean, you know, there are other seats that you can get. Hallelujah. But those seats are not in heaven. Hallelujah. Those seats are hell bound, but we encourage you on today to hear what the Lord is saying and have a listening ear to the Spirit of the Lord to know that he's speaking to you personally. Glory to God. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, thou God, it's time now. It's time out for playing. It's time to get a personal relationship because, you know, you can see the signs of times that are changing and all the tornadoes and different things that hit in the last couple of weeks, glory to God. And we pray for those who have lost their lives, hallelujah, because we know that we know that we know Jesus is still in control. So you want to make sure, hallelujah, that you're on the right side and on the right path. But sometimes we can be on the wrong path. But we want to make sure that you're on the right path, serving the Lord to the fullest, hallelujah. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's just about serving God, being one of his servants, being able to tell others about Jesus Christ, being able to lead others to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No jealousy. Hallelujah. Just leading people into Christ and showing them how when they get there to stay there. Glory to God. Because, you know, everything that they used to will come and try to pluck them out of his hand. Hallelujah. But, you know, you got to have some staying power. So some of the things that you used to do, hallelujah. I'm not saying all things are bad. No, I'm not. Because if you were working, then that's a good thing. But if a man don't work, he don't eat, right? Correct. All right. That's why I said some things are good, you know, and you used to read the Bible, but you were still doing everything that you was big enough to do. Hallelujah. Well, you still read the Bible, but guess what? Those things that you were doing, you let them go. Glory to God. And we'll show you how to stay there once you get there. But you need some staying power. So I encourage you on the day to hear what God is saying in his word on today. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I reiterate to make sure every amen that you have a listening ear to the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you don't have that, then you need to create you a safe space to where you can go in, hallelujah, and worship and just sit and hear the Lord. And if you live alone also, you can hear him, amen, glory to God. In either place, you can just sit there and listen and sit and soak in the Lord and let him speak to you. You know, if you talk to him, he'll talk back to you. Some say, well, I can't hear. Yes, through his word. He speaks through his prophets. He speaks through his apostles. He speaks through the pastor. He speaks on the radio through songs. Believe me, he is talking. Hallelujah. Now, are you listening when he talks? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead at this time. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and give my announcement. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hallelujah. One word from the Lord every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to go on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse and let them know what the need is. They can give you counseling. They just celebrated, amen, an anniversary on the 30th of this month. And it's not too late. If you didn't give, I encourage you to give because it's good ground Amen. Hallelujah. You want your seeds to grow, plant on that ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they can help you. So many times people are so, how shall I say, prideful and embarrassed because they need help. Well, you're sharing with the apostle and the pastor. They're not going to share it. Hallelujah. You know, they'll talk to the Lord and ask the Lord, what do I need to tell them? And how do I need to put it in? And different things. That's who they'll talk to. And that's what you need. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, if you're having those kind of situations going on, and if you need somebody to help you and mentor you and help to get you on your way, I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. And if you don't know how to get them on Facebook, there are other team members that know you. Amen. Some may not know you, but you can see us on the computer. And those that can't get on the computer, you know, let's help them out. The son can. Let's help them out and get the number and tell them that they need help. They want them to help them. That's what we do. We're helpers one to another, not just in the spiritual realm, but in the natural, because some people need help in the natural too also. You know, you say, well, I can give you a word, but they may not need a word right then. Hallelujah. You can. Here's what you can do. You know, if you can satisfy the need. I'm not saying give all your money away, give all nothing away. But you might can help and say, you know what, let me give you this. And you know what, how God did this for me, and I'm going to help you out. And if they need, you know, just a few dollars to get some gas, if you can, help them out. And then you can give them a word. But if they're hungry, hallelujah, they ain't hearing you. You say, well, I tell you what, you know, God is good, and he'll bring you all the food you want. Now, if you can meet the need, then feed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now, you said something, and Lord, if you can meet the need, feed. Glory to God. And then they'll hear you. They can hear you. But, you know, just think about it. If you were hungry, amen, glory to God, and, you know, somebody came up to you saying, well, you know what, let me give you the word. Now, you're going to want what? You're going to want to eat before, I'm talking about natural food, not spiritual food. You're going to want to eat before they can give you spiritual food. You know, and then maybe then you can sit down and they'll be subtle and, you know, okay, and they can hear what you're saying. But if they're hungry and their children hungry and, you know, ain't going to hear what you got to say, so hold up now. The first thing they'll do, and that's the way people are. I mean, it's just the generation we're living in. First thing they're going to do, well, hold up. You call yourself a minister, but you ain't going to help me. You call yourself an apostle, but you ain't going to help me first and then give me the word. You don't do that. And that's what they do. Hallelujah. I know you don't really care about how they're, you know, saying, you know, what they're saying about you, but it helps to meet the need. Hallelujah. It helps to feed, to meet the need. And then you give it to them. And they'll sit and they'll listen. You know what they fed me. And then they sat down and they gave me the word and told me, you know, about Jesus Christ and how I can be saved. And you know, you got to walk it. Hallelujah. You got to walk it like you talk it. You can't just walk it, you know, you can't just talk it and not walk it. Amen. Hallelujah. First, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and move on down the road. On Wednesday, We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Glory to God. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying that she can pray the house down. Amen. Glory to God. See, some don't know what she did to get that anointing that she got. So don't want what other people got. Hallelujah. Just want God to give you yours. I always say, give me mine. And you know, my mom used to say, always give me my flowers while I'm living. That's why I say, give me mine. Hallelujah. How you want me to present your word? How do you want me to pray? What do you want me to do? Ask him to give you yours. Because guess what? Hallelujah. He's got a tablet, amen, in heaven. It's got everything for you, and he's got the way he wants you to do it and how he wants you to do it. Already written out. He already knew you, hallelujah, when you was in your mother's womb. So guess what? It's already written. The book is already written. So ask him to give you yours. Amen. Let's move on down the road a little bit. And on, we are called the Hour Power. I am the first Hour Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead and text your neighbor, text a friend, T-Bone, tweet them. and let them know that the word is going down as we speak. I know you have some friends, amen, that you can text and text the number to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, so they can hear what the Lord is saying. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You can go get some water, some tea, some Coke, some lemonade, amen, or your favorite fruit juice, whatever you may desire. And you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And she is also an author. She tells the word just like it is, and she's an author. I always say book volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, coming soon. So if you haven't received volume 1, and volume 2, hook up with any of us on Facebook. Amen. We're called the Wild Team. Hallelujah. Because, amen, we don't hold nothing back. Amen. We love the Lord, and we just continue on down the road with him. And guess what? We may shout, hallelujah, run, and give you a whole lot of amens and glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't be ashamed. Ain't no shame over here, and it's not a game. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and get her books. You can get them from Amazon, and you can also get a free Kindle by purchasing the books. So I encourage you to hear Minister Elaine coming up next, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because she's going to tell it just like it is, and get her books. They're still ready, so I encourage you to get them. They're e-books, and they're online. So I encourage you to come on and get in. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more to partner. So come on and join in. And you can't buy God's word, but you can help the ministry to go further, because guess what? These things, amen, when we get online, this stuff is not free. You know for yourself. You know, I know some go to the store and you say, well, you know what? They charge you for this. They charge you for that. Even now, they've gotten in a place to where they're not gonna give you some places free grocery bags. You're gonna have to buy a bag, hallelujah, to put your groceries in. Okay, glory to God. I said, well, I hear you, glory to God. But that's the way the world is going now. So you know, if you got to do that, come on now, you got to pay to help the ministry to go further, because you have to pay. You have to buy computers. You have to make sure that, you know, the viruses and all that stuff don't cut you off. You have to make sure you see people when they come online. Amen. Glory to God. There's just many things that comes along with that. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give. Hallelujah. Come on and give. Hallelujah. Give like you want to live. That's what I always say. Hallelujah. You want to live good? Well, guess what? Give good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and open up my line for a prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. While I'm waiting on you to go ahead and press the 1 for prayer, I just want to tell you what an awesome time we had on last week, Friday and Saturday. Hallelujah. Our apostle and pastor flew in 3,000 miles away, hallelujah, and had a healing service, a miracle healing service on that Friday. It was just glory to God. It was just awesome. People came out to get healed, delivered, and set free. You know, these people had been waiting at the gate, hallelujah, and glory to God. They've been waiting at the gate for someone who would come in and not afraid to heal them, hallelujah, not afraid to let God be God, not afraid, hallelujah, when you pray to watch things happen, I'm telling you, because I know this one person, they gave such an awesome, awesome, awesome testimony, hallelujah, saying that, you know, they ain't never seen nothing like it, and I know this person, hallelujah, glory to God, and they have never seen anything like it, glory to God, hallelujah, they were so drunk in this Spirit, glory to God. God did a work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they said the things I used to do that I don't even desire to do them anymore. So what do that tell you? They got delivered from some stuff. Hallelujah. So see, a lot missed it, but you know what? Those that waited at the gate, they got just what they were expecting. Hallelujah. The reason they got what they expected, because they came with a level of expectancy. So they got healed and delivered and set free. And then we had our ordination service on Saturday, and it was just awesome, 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 just awesome. They ordained, amen, glory to God. Now just think about it. They over 3,000 miles away from us, but they came home. God sent them here to do his work. See, it don't matter where you at. God can use you wherever you are. Hallelujah. You can send the prayers and they work. And then he'll send the person, hallelujah, to do what they need to do in your hometown. They came to the hometown of Opelika. You can see it, amen. It's on Facebook, the pictures and different things, amen, that they've done. But it was just awesome. It was so beautiful. It was awesome. Just awesome. No one has pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, God, for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're in covenant relationship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father, how you have showed up, Lord God, and how you have worked through each and every one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, oh God, how you healed and set free, Lord God, those that are captive, Lord God, and those that have been captive for a long time in their spirit realm, in the mind realm, Lord, where the mind games have been played on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, because we know you to be a healer. We know that you can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, I am a healer. Oh, my God. And you can heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just like you healed Job, Lord God, you can heal, Lord God, anyone that wants the healing, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can do anything and all things. And we can do anything and all things through Christ, which strengthens us. But all the strength has to come from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice on today. Let them hear you, Lord God. Let them hear the word of God that will turn their very life around. Let them hear the word of God that will give them strength where they needed it, Lord God, where they're weak at, and build them where they're torn down, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray for those out in the web, Lord God, that are listening by way of, Lord God. Let this same word quicken in their spirit realm to lift them up, Lord God, to give them what they need, to bring them out of the place in which they've been in for so long. Because we know, Lord God, that your word can heal wherever they are. It don't matter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as the word go forth, it'll bring healing, Lord God, to the brokenhearted. It'll give healing, Lord God, for those who don't think no one love them. In the name of Jesus, because you said, Lord God, you love, said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So just know that you know that you know that he, Jesus, loved you. This I know, for the Bible tells you so. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for the word on today, Lord God. It shall bring them, Lord God, in a place to a closer relationship, to a closer walk with thee. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let no person leave here untouched today. Let them not leave it the same as they came. In the name of Jesus, for your word will stand the test of time. Whatever, Lord God, that they have encountered on last week, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we take it and we throw it into the pit, because this is a new beginning, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the word, Lord God, shall heal and set them free, Lord God. It'll give them strength wherever they need it, Lord God, in the mindset, in the name of Jesus. It'll give them strength, Lord God, to go on a little bit further, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, For the word, Lord God, shall heal, and it shall deliver, and it shall set, my God, somebody called it. It shall set them free, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm seeing someone, hallelujah. You know, when you lay down, amen, glory to God, you want to get some sweet sleep. Well, here's what I encourage you to do. Because you've been laying down, hallelujah, but you ain't been getting no sweet sleep. Things have been just swirling and twirling in your head. You know, hallelujah, I say this because, hallelujah, this is the way I'm seeing it. Because, you know, how it was on one of the cartoon characters that when they bump their head, then the birds go swirling around in their head, right? Glory to God. That's how you've been doing. All these things are coming up on you. But let me tell you how to get some sweet sleep. Play you some worship music. Hallelujah. Get some worship music. Not praise. Hallelujah. You know, that'll keep you woke for a minute. But just put you on some nice worship music. Hallelujah. And you can even put it on your phone and lay the phone in the bed. Hallelujah. And whatever. Glory to God. And just go ahead and just send your goals on off to sleep. You know, sometimes before you go to bed, it's good to wind down with worship music because that way you'll wind down because sometimes you have a chaotic day, so you want to just wind down and don't allow anybody to call you with any mess. Because sometimes people like to call and get you out of that flow, hallelujah, that flow the way you came, you've calmed down and you're just ready to just relax. Don't let them get you out of the flow. Here's what I say to you on today. Learn how to say no. Learn how to look at the phone and say, not today. Sorry. Because you know they're going to call you and tell you all this stuff and get you all riled up. This person, they did this and they did that and this and that. Just a whole bunch of stuff. And when you get ready to lay down, all this stuff is coming back up. You're going to bring it back to your remembrance. Glory to God. Believe me, the devil going to get it. Then he's going to bring it all back. But just what you got to do is just learn how to wind down when you wind down. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about drinking wine and winding down. No, I'm talking about just resting in your bed. Let me clear that up now. Glory to God. Because some people just get drunk for no reason. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to go on and get into the message on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Three. We're going to start at the first verse. But before I get into the message, I just realized there's some things I need to release. Let's go ahead and get those before we get to the end. And I won't miss it when I was in one of my prayer time. And there was someone who had a breakout on their right arm. It was like some boils. It was some boils. And you have been to the doctor, and the doctor said they don't know where they're coming from. Well, we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. And if that was you, you go ahead and press the one and come in. But if you don't come in and you're listening by way of, then that's okay. You can go on my Facebook page, inbox me, and hallelujah, glory to God. Let me know that that was you because I know for a fact it was someone. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you had some boils on your arm, on your right arm, and they were breaking out, and it was really bad, and the doctors didn't know where they come from. So we're going to pray for that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that those boils shall dry up and not spread anymore, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to cleanse the blood because we know everything starts in the blood, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it won't even look like those boils have been on their arm, Lord God. It won't be no scaling, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No scales, Lord, no purse. We decree and we declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their arm is healed and is dried up and it won't come back anymore. In the name of Jesus, because you cleansed the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I also, amen, want to go ahead and get this out of the way. I saw this person, you know, the first step is small, then the next step is big, the next one, and you've been trying to climb up high in the Lord. Well, let me tell you what's going on here. Glory to God. You take a step. You take one step. You try to pray. Hallelujah. You take another step, and you try to read. You take another step and you want to give. You take another step and you've been trying to be faithful in all that. You take another step and you continue to try to move forth in the Lord. But every step that you took, I saw a black dot sitting on the side of it. Every step. And I said, Lord, why do I see these black dots? And he said, you know what? That's the hindrance. The hindrance. Things have been coming trying to hinder you and stop you from going to that level in which you was trying to get in Christ Jesus. But I command on today that every hindering spirit, every hindering tongue, oh my God, be grabbed hold to it now. And we cast it in the pit in the name of Jesus. You won't be hindered again. Now I tell you, do not go back to the hindrances. Because some of the hindrances is people. You let people hinder you because you want to grow and go forward in the Lord, and they're hindering you, glory to God, from going forward, hallelujah, and giving, hallelujah, by speaking words such as, well, you know what, I ain't going to give them my money. Don't let them hinder you. You do what you do. Let them do what they do, glory to God. You said, well, come on, let's go shopping. Let's go over here. They got to sell over there. No, hallelujah. Said, no, not this time. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to remain faithful. You know, when it's said and done, hallelujah, all over said and done in this world no more, hallelujah, where do you want to spend eternity? Just think about it, hallelujah, all the time that you went and spent with a friend, no more. So I encourage you, hallelujah, every step that you take from now on, hallelujah, continue on. I ask God to give you the strength to continue on. So those black dots that's been trying, hallelujah, to hinder you every step you took, they're gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and end our message really quick here. Hallelujah. Ah, God is good. We're going to start at chapter 3 of Acts. Amen. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. I'm going to title this message today, Healing at the Gate. You see, some of the people were waiting at the gate. They were waiting on somebody to come 3,000 miles to come down. They've been waiting at the gate for somebody to come down and heal. And that's what happened. Okay. They went up about, they said the ninth hour, and I read it, and one text said it was like 3 o'clock. So let's go to verse 2. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. In other words, he was lame from his mother's womb. That means when she had him, he already couldn't walk. Hallelujah. So he would go, and his friends would carry him to the gate and lay him there. So he was waiting on, you know, every day. Just think about it. He was waiting. So they were going in, praying and going in, you know, and praying. So they would come and lay him at the gate every day. And he would ask on, asking for money, glory to God. Well, some of the stuff that you be asking for, Lord, for that is what you need. In other words, you know, sometimes people are afraid to say, well, Lord, here's the thing. Lord, I know I do this and I do that. You know, you won't admit the real deal so you can get the real healing. So sometimes you beat all the way around the bush. Well, you know what, Lord? I do spend too much, Lord. Show me, Lord God, how I can cut back. Or show me, Lord God, what I can do, Lord God, to make my prayer life better or where I can make things better for myself so I can help others. You know, those things you won't put before the Lord. But you'll say, well, Lord, you got to give me some more money. Well, hold up. Wait a minute. What did you do with that he gave you when you got paid and your paycheck? And did you pay your tithes offering? And then you said, okay, can I go and buy if I need this? Lord, you know, I need this and I need this. He don't mind you enjoying it and getting what you need. But sometimes it can get excessively. What I mean, you could spend, amen, excessively, and then you put yourself in a bind. You can go and do things excessively and talk too much and put yourself in a bind. Hallelujah. But he was laid, this man was laid at the gate, and his friends brought him and laid him at the gate. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple and ask an alms? In other words, he saw Peter and John. Now he's going to ask them for some money. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. He said, look at us. Just look. They looked at the man out of eye, said, look it up. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. In other words, he said, look it up. You know, just think about it. Peter and John, just common men, they didn't have on no three-piece suit or none of that. Hallelujah. Because when you want to get down with it, get down, you ain't going to worry about that. God wants you looking good. Don't get me wrong. Glory to God. But don't let all that looking good take priority over what God wants you to do. So sometimes you can get so carried away with all that looking good and all that makeup and all, I'm just saying makeup. It ain't the wrong makeup, women. It ain't. In its place. With enough. Not too much. With enough. Because he wants you looking good all the time. Yes. Let's move on down. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You see what he said? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, money wasn't what he needed. He was asking for what he didn't need. Well, you know, I read this and I continued on. I said, okay, he's asking for money. But what he needed was healing. So he could go out and make his own cash. He can go out and make his own dollar. You know, he wanted to sit there. You know, just think about it. Those friends, some people had to carry him to the gate. Well, then I would know that, Lord, that's not what I need. Because I don't need them to keep carrying me to the gate. I need to be able to go out and make my own. But you see, he had been lame for a long, long time. I read in one translation that he was 40, over 40. And he was lame, and they were still taking him to the gate. No, what he needed was a healing. Hallelujah. And when he sat there at the gate, he was going to get something, hallelujah, that he didn't think he needed, but this is really what he needed. Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. You see right there, that's what he really needed. It said his feet gained strength, hallelujah, and his ankle bones gained strength. See, this man, amen, his muscles in his feet and his ankle bones, they weren't strong. So he couldn't sit up. So his friends had to hold him and carry him to the gate and sit him there. Now, do you think the friends probably asked him, well, you know what, we've been taking you to the gate, so here what we going to do. We need a little something out of your cup, okay? So if your cup runneth over, we want you to run over and give us a few dollars. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he needed strength in his feet and in his ankle bones so he can stand up. So you see, they had went there to pray, and they was prayed up, tied up, trained up. They was ready to go. They didn't do it in their strength, but he said, in the name of Jesus, Rise of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, they didn't say, well, you know what? I'm going to get you up off this ground. I'm going to pick you up on the right hand. See, they picked him up by his right hand. Because, you know, Jesus is on the right side of the park. And I was looking at that, I said, good God Almighty. They picked him up on their right hand, letting them know, you know, that they honor the Lord. Huh? They praise the Lord. They stand, hallelujah, they're believing that it was him, it was Jesus that was going to lift him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They picked him up, and immediately, it didn't take 2 days. It didn't take 3 days. Understand? It didn't take 4 days. Hallelujah. They picked him up, and his ankle bones and his feet gained strength the very same hour that they prayed for him. Immediately, hallelujah. You know, God wants to give us some immediate. You think that it takes 10 days, 20 days, 30 days? No. He can do it immediately. This right here is the New Testament where he did things immediately. And we still serve that type of God. But where is the faith to believe that he can do it immediately? Some just don't have that faith. You know, Lord, it takes you a long time to give me, Lord, this I asked you for. No, you got to figure out, is it you that's holding it up? Hallelujah. You got to think about it. You say, Lord, well, is it my faith? You know, sometimes you don't want to talk to him because you don't want to know. That's the truth. Because sometimes people don't want to know stuff. They ain't going to ask. Hallelujah. They ain't going to ask him. But sometimes you're afraid of what he's going to tell you. Hallelujah. But just know what he tells you. He said he's not going to tell you anything to harm you, but everything to help you. Because what he say is good. All he made is good. So he's going to tell you nothing but some good stuff to help you along the way. Hallelujah. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. He walked in the temple with them. Nobody had to finally carry him in the temple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hadn't read where he went in the temple. I read he was standing outside the temple. Glory to God. And hallelujah, glory to God, had these guys to carry him to the temple. But whenever he rose up, just think about him leaping and praising God. He said, there is a God. Hallelujah. So look at me. And then everybody, we're going to read out a little further. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Amen. Because that just excites you, you know. But he was leaping. Hallelujah. And entered and leaping and praising God, because he know that there really was a God. Do you really know that you know that you know there's a God? You know, sometimes people can say, yeah, I know that there's a God. Okay, where's the fruit? Hallelujah. Okay, where's the proof in the pudding? So things go to heaven and you're like, my God, if it ain't one thing, it's another. No, he said, many of the affliction of the righteous. He said, but God will deliver them out of them all. So that means it ain't nothing that God can't deliver you out of everything that you go through. Where is your word? How many years you done went and sit up under the pastor, the apostles, the prophets, and the teachers, and the preachers, and everybody, you know, hallelujah, everybody done been to Bible study for the last 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, hallelujah. Where is your faith? It should be ever yet growing and knowing, hallelujah. Yes, I know God gonna do it. He dealt every man must receive faith, but your faith should ever yet grow. There are some things that you're going to have to know that you know that you know. Yes, you can be under the teaching and hear the words of the Lord and hear how to get your prayers answered and all those things. But it's going to come a time when you're going to have to stand on that word and not be moved, hallelujah, to prove that you are who you say you are. If you say, hallelujah, you're a minister. If you say you're a prophet, you're going to have to learn how to stand on that word. And you're going to have to do just that. Let's move on down. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. You see right there, they were amazed at what happened. You know, when God healed, hallelujah, that was a miracle healing service. God healed at that service on last Friday. It was, I had words just can't say, hallelujah. It was something else. He healed the very same hour. Glory to God. There were people, amen, glory to God, crying. And there were people that was under the anointing, amen, the spirit of the Lord falling out. And there was just things that were happening, hallelujah. Glory to God. He healed the very same hour. He didn't wait and heal, amen, when they got back, going back home. He healed them right then. He said, well, you come to the city, and I'm gonna let y'all pray for them. Glory to God. And I'm going to heal them after y'all go back home. No, he healed right then. Glory to God. You see, they were amazed at what they had saw. Are you amazed at what God can do? He still, when you say miracle, you know, say, Lord, yeah, I know he's a miracle-working God. When he says miracle, he means just that. Heals. He can give supernatural healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't forget, he also operated in another realm. If you have to go to the doctor, you need to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to pray even so that they give you something, hallelujah, that the Lord then gave them sense enough to make. Hallelujah. That will heal you. He heals through medicine. Things will quicken in your spirit and make you aware that, okay, This will heal you. So that's why you have to stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus Christ. Don't let nobody fool you. Hallelujah. You got to stay committed. Let's move on down to verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Greatly One. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk. He said, why are you looking at y'all looking at us like this? Like by our power, we did not do it. And by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's who did it. Never say, well, you know what, I did this. No. Hallelujah. You ain't did nothing. Because you can't do nothing in your own strength. You better learn how to give God the glory and give God the praise. Hallelujah. But here's the thing about it. I said, give him the true glory. Give him the true praises. Give him the true honor, glory to God. And using whoever he used to heal you. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Glory to God. You say, oh, no, I did this. No, you ain't did nothing. Without the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you can't do nothing. Because it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's the scripture. Hallelujah. So what? How is it happening? It's happening through the strength of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let's move on to verse 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers has glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. See, Pilate was going to let him go. He's telling them now what happened. But you know what? They operated out of ignorance. Because you know what? If you don't really know. And I say this, and I hope everybody on the web is listening. If not, me and y'all, www.blogtalkprophetic.com/ministries. You need to go back, Prophetess Martha Williams, and listen to this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, because sometimes people don't believe just because one may preach one way and one may preach another way. It's the same word. God give them the same word. It just puts it in different words. But it's the same reading of the Bible. It's the same story that's in the Bible. Glory to God. That's what you got to remember. And you know, this one talked, well, you know what? They said this and they said that. And they said this. If you don't know, don't put your mouth on God's people. Don't do that. Glory to God. Because when you do, you curse people. You send the curses right on down the line to your children. Hallelujah. It's shame to say it, but it is. You can send the curse to your children. You send them all down to the children. So just be careful about that. Don't curse anybody. Hallelujah. Like that. If you don't understand it, then, you know, go to God. I talked to him about some stuff. I said, okay, Lord, now I'm talking to you. I want you to help me understand this and understand that. And then I read it and I search it out, you know, and I said, okay, this, that, and I see what others have to say about it. And that's what he'll sometimes say, well, what I want you to do, I want you to look it up and see. And that's what you do. And then he'll give me confirmation, well, you see this, and read it in different translations so you'll know what they're talking about. But just because my ministry is different from anybody else's. If they were all the same, nobody would listen. I don't preach, amen, the same as anybody else. And I don't try. I just do what he called me to do. Glory to God. But he denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. See, he's telling them what they did. They denied someone holy. And went ahead, hallelujah, and wanted to release someone who was a murderer. Isn't that something? You know, people will do that. Those that are preaching the word of God, living right, hallelujah, giving right, glory to God. They're in the kingdom of God. They're doing all they know how to do, living all they know how to live, and asking God to help them with the rest. People will deny that person. Well, you know what? I saw her do this. I saw her do that. I saw her over there at JJ house. Well, you don't know. She might have been picking up JJ tithes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, JJ said, well, you know what? I'm going to give my tithes to you. Hallelujah. You seen her at the front desk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful about saying, you know, how the people that are living right and how they'll get people, how they can heal and how they can God use them to set people free. Glory to God. But you'll talk about someone, amen, who's living that lifestyle and you, the fruit, hallelujah, you can see the fruit. But then somebody else, they doing wrong, you won't say a word. Hallelujah. You won't say a word. Glory to God. Let's move on. And kill the Prince of Life whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Yes, you did. Hallelujah. You'll kill people, amen, who are living right. just like they did Jesus. He was living right, and all he was doing was helping people to get healed and all that, and he was seeing how they denied him. Hallelujah. They didn't think, you know, that he was the true and living God, that he was blaspheming and all those kind of things. But now, they let a murderer go. Glory to God. Those who was witnessing for the Lord thy God, who stand in proxy for those who can't stand in for themselves, and those who trying to help others to get healed and get them delivered and get them set free, they'll talk about them and scandalize their name and all over, amen, social media and different things that they do. Glory to God. Let's move on. And his name through faith is his, in his name has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Ye the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I walk that through ignorance ye did it, and did also your rulers. See, he was saying, you did it in ignorance. See, some things you talk about, you're doing in ignorance. Ignorance. If you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know God's people, leave them alone. What difference do it make? They're not asking you or begging you to listen. They're not asking you or begging you, hallelujah, glory to God, to give them anything. Just leave it alone, regardless of whatever they use it for. Hallelujah. When you release it from your hand, it's anointed by God. It doesn't matter. Don't think, well, you know what, they're using this to do this, and they're, oh, my God, they're buying all this. And that's got nothing to do with you. You did what you're supposed to do. Well, you don't have to give that to them if you think that they're doing wrong. You find some good ground to sow on. You find some good ground to seed in. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Rather than talk about it, just pray about it and be about it. Because he will show you just what you need to do. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. See, he was saying all those things that came up, and he showed Christ what he had to suffer. And he did. You know, if you're in Christ Jesus, you're going to have to suffer some things over here in the ministry. So you might as well just get ready. But you got to have some tough skin. Glory to God. You can't let everything, amen, be so personal. You know, you got to let it be like water on a duck back. You got to let it roll off. There'll be some that, you know, don't think that you're who you are. Well, that's okay. You're not here for that. If you're living the way you should live, amen, as a Christian, if you're living the way you should live as a believer, and you're doing everything that he wants you to do, then that's all you can do. You aren't here to please people. Like our apostle and pastor said, you know, God ain't raising up no coward soldiers. But you got to be able to stand and stand there for, glory to God. Because there are some that's going to come against you. You know, I remember when they talked about Judas, you know, there is one in every bunch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't see it until, you know, then when they talked about it, and I said, you sure right. There's got to be one. Hallelujah. To keep you on your toes. My God, my God. But there is. So just remember, if you're doing what you're supposed to do in Christ Jesus, you don't have to worry about the risk. I want you to get this point out of the message on today. Understand, when he was lame from his mom's womb, and then they came along and they prayed. See what prayer does. Prayer changes things, and they had the strength of Jesus Christ because they labored with him. When you labor with him and you spend time with him, you draw strength. You'll draw more and more and more strength. He'll give you the strength to go out and, you know, lay hands on somebody and get them set free. Now, I'm not telling you just go and see all these people in the restaurant and lay your hand on them and get them free. That ain't what I'm saying. He will show you those that you're to touch. You see, and then whenever they prayed, they lift him up by his right hand and his feet, the muscles in his feet. They gained strength, and his ankle bones gained strength, and he was able to stand up. So you're going to be able to stand, but you got to spend that time with Christ. They will go up to the temple, and that's where they will pray at. You can build your own altar in your own house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you build it, he will come. Remember when he told them, amen, to build it, to build the ship, glory to God, and they will come. They built the ship, and all the animals were coming in, and two by two. So understand, it's the word, glory to God. They will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. they will come. So you got to remember, just to do what you do and don't worry about the rest. It's okay. We serve an awesome God. We serve her right now. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. My God. He will take you through everything you have to go through. Don't worry about it. You stick with him and stay with him. You need to read more, pray more, seek him more. Hallelujah. Regardless of what they're doing. Sometimes people don't like to read. They don't like to pray. And I'm just being real and keeping it real because I was one of those that didn't really like to read. Now I love it. I love it so much. And when I went to college, I can give you a little testimony. I went to college, and as I said, I didn't really like to read. And when I was growing up, I didn't really read many books. I did not. So after I decided to go to college, hallelujah. Well, how many of you know it takes reading? Amen. You got to read to get through college. And that's where it began, right there, to make me like reading. I had to take all these reading classes. I had to start down from the bottom all the way to the top. I tried to skip, but I couldn't skip it. Glory to God. But guess what? Through Christ Jesus, I made it through. And now that's what made me love to read, because I like to see what he's saying in his word so I can get it down in my soul, glory to God, down in my spirit, so I'll have something to fight against. Because if you ain't got nothing in there, you ain't going to have nothing to fight against the wiles of the devil. Because understand, he's cunning and he's coming. And I want to also encourage you, you know, when you pray, prayer plus consistency equals success. Well, you ain't got no prayer life, hallelujah, and you ain't consistent in prayer, then you ain't going to be successful. But prayer plus consistency will equal success. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the word on today, Lord God. Everyone under the sound of my voice that heard your word, oh Lord God. Lord, let it continue, Lord God, to be on their heart, Lord, so they won't sin against you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that had ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying in these last and evil days, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for healing, God. Those that you called out, Lord God, we thank you for healing on their arm, Lord God. We thank you for the deliverance, Lord God, for being hindered, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, don't forget, amen, don't forget Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, coming on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And don't forget the Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then there's a 30-minute break, and you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to encourage each and every one of you, make sure you're giving to the ministry. Don't get a word over here and then take your seed somewhere else and think it's going to grow, because it's not going to happen. Wherever you got your word from, this, amen, under this covenant, hallelujah, glory to God, we're your seed group, hallelujah, and we're on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Let me help you out with that, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus in front of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord God. Make me, Father. Mold me, Lord. Lord, forgive me of everything that I've done, Lord. I repent for all my sins. Forgive me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now a blood-washed, born believer. I encourage you to hit me up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. If you desire prayer, just go ahead. You can inbox me on Facebook and let me know, and I will get back with you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we got to go ahead, and we're going to get out of here. Don't forget all the announcements. Keep them in mind. so you can hear the shows that's coming up, the upcoming shows each and every day and every week. And now I will give you the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have a good rest of the day. Amen. Remember, hallelujah, always pray. Prayer, consistency equals amen.